MINUSTAH has been in Haiti since 2004. It was initially deployed to help secure stability in the capital, Port-au-Prince, amid deteriorating political, security, and humanitarian conditions and the resignation of then-President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. The UN mission also has assisted with the restructuring of the national police, and over the years its tasks have expanded, such as supporting recovery efforts following the devastating earthquake in January 2010, which killed more than 200,000 people. Sandra Honoré is the UN Secretary General's Special Representative for Haiti.
A little less than 3 months before the closure of MINUSTAH and the transition to a smaller peacekeeping mission, the United Nations Mission for Justice Support in Haiti, Haiti has remained on the path of stabilization and democratic consolidation. The near completion of the electoral cycle earlier this year has opened up political space for the new government to start addressing the many challenges facing the country, using this unique opportunity to tackle the root causes of instability, poverty, exclusion, and impunity.
The new UN mission will work to strengthen Haiti's rule of law institutions and engage in human rights monitoring, in addition to furthering police development. The United States believes this engagement is crucial. Michelle Cizon is the country's deputy UN ambassador.
As the police and judiciary go hand in hand, strengthening the capacity of both sectors is necessary to entrench the rule of law in Haiti and to address such urgent challenges as high pretrial detention rates and prison overcrowding. We also call for increased attention to Haiti's economic situation and challenges related to humanitarian and disaster preparedness, which should be prioritized so that Haiti is prepared for the next crisis.
Ms. Honoré, the UN representative, also updated ambassadors on measures implemented by Haiti's president, Jovenel Moïse, who took office in February. The administration has adopted a program centered around priorities such as security, justice, education, health, and agriculture, while also emphasizing accountability and transparency.
Ultimately, Haiti's security, political, social, and development agenda can only be shaped by the national authorities and the Haitian people themselves. And the responsibility for the further consolidation of the stabilization gains rests with the Haitian people. Much-needed donor support can assist and complement Haitian-led efforts where needed and desired.
UN Special Representative for Haiti, Sandra Honoré, addressing the Security Council on Tuesday. Diane Penn, United Nations.